El Ceiso is a small border town with no traffic lights and two grocery stores, including Los Compadres Meat Market, where music fills the street outside. You can literally see the Rio Grande River, the dividing line between Texas and Mexico, from the highway. No question, some people living here entered the country without valid documents. But in 1999, El Ceiso passed a safe harbor ordinance preventing local police and officials from questioning people about their immigration status. El Ceiso Mayor Raul Reyes says that immigrants living here are part of the community.
Who have their homestead in our community, who pay property taxes. Why on earth would we try to hinder upon their rights and their livelihoods just because they don't have a piece of paper?
The city's motto says a lot. Two cultures, one great city. U.S. citizens live next door to undocumented residents, and most people here don't seem to have a problem with that. Miguel Tonero sits outside the meat market he owns, catching up on the news of the day with friends, which includes headlines about the lawsuit the city filed in opposition to the state's new sanctuary cities law. Governor Abbott says that he signed the law to keep Texans safe from criminally dangerous immigrants. Tonero says that simply isn't a problem.
I think the citizens here rather respect the businesses that are here, you know, and they take care of the businesses. The people here are very passive, and I don't have much trouble as far as crime in my business.
Reyes says that if Texas's sanctuary cities law is enforced, people in communities like El Ceiso will be at risk for detention and possible deportation for something as simple as a traffic violation. Luis Vera is an attorney with the League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC, the Latino rights group that filed a lawsuit on the behalf of the city of El Ceiso.
In 1999, they established a safe harbor ordinance. That is, if you need somewhere to go and be safe, you can come to our town. We're not going to turn you into immigration officers. We're not going to report you. And now the state of Texas wishes to stomp them into the ground because they know that there's nobody to fight for them.
Marea says that he's been accused of inviting criminal immigrants to his town with the safe harbor law. But he says on a typical day, El Ceiso officers usually just hand out a ticket or two for minor traffic violations. The town, with a population just under 3,300, has a police department made up of sworn volunteer officers, not paid ones. Texas's sanctuary cities law would allow local police officers to question people about their immigration status during a routine traffic stop, even if no arrest occurs. It also financially punishes cities and counties that do not comply with all federal immigration detainer requests. Roy Vasquez worries that by being a plaintiff in this high-profile lawsuit, El Ceiso residents will become a target.
When you get into a lawsuit, you got to be careful. I mean, tables can be turned the other way around. We might be ending losing a lot of things here. You see, we got small funds or grants coming to the city.
El Ceiso officials hope, however, their small town's involvement in the lawsuit will highlight the U.S. Constitution's protection of individual and local rights, so those with papers and those without can continue living side by side. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.